It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. State Senate Republicans say the promise of good-paying jobs was defeated by Governor Inslee's climate agenda. Northwest Innovation Works is pulling the plug on a seven-year effort to construct a methanol plant at the Port of Calama in Cowlitz County. Senate Republican leader John Braun.
It would have meant hundreds of, or if not thousands, of construction jobs to build the plant, billions of dollars of investment in our rural Washington, and then long-term, hundreds of long-term, high-paying operational jobs. And these are exactly the types of jobs that build communities and sustain communities that we need in rural Washington. And as a result of this continued abuse of the company by the state of Washington, we're not going to get any of it. It's a travesty for rural Washington.
Braun says Inslee supported the project until he ran for president as the climate change candidate.
He endorsed this project when it first showed up in Washington. I believe it was in 2013-2014 timeframe. His Commerce Department worked actively to move this along right up until the point he decided to run for the presidency in 2019. And then it was politically inopportune to support this project. And in spite of the fact that overwhelming research and work by the company showed that this was going to be a net environmental win, and where there were setbacks, there were ample opportunity. In fact, pretty good opportunity for folks around the state to mitigate that. So this was just a political decision that he needed to be the most environmental presidential candidate in 2019, and he couldn't have this on his record if he was going to do that. So he walked away from the citizens of Cowlitz County.
Senator Jeff Wilson represents portions of Cowlitz County. He says Inslee's Department of Ecology essentially derailed the permitting process a few months ago.
Now, of course, the consequence is we know it will be built. It'll just be built someplace else. And we missed the boat again.
The senators say the promise of good-paying rural jobs was sacrificed on the altar of environmental activism.
Rural Washington is the clear, continuous winner of high unemployment and low wages. How do we develop back equity into our economic process and our policy? Equity where the state as a whole does well versus winners or losers in the economy. A lot of us don't have that ability to have an Amazon or a large corporation that has done very well during the pandemic. In fact, we have suffered losses of businesses closed in the rural, probably much more disproportionate compared to other areas.
This is absolutely basically a huge loss for rural Washington. There's no question about this, but I make the argument it's a loss for all of Washington. You know, both manufacturing and ag has been under full-scale assault from the legislative majorities for several years now, and it should be no surprise to anyone that these areas are pulling back. That people who are in Washington in manufacturing are looking for other places to do business because Washington's a difficult place to do business. And to Senator Wilson's point, the folks that were at one time thinking about Washington as a location, because let's be clear, Washington is a great place geographically and population and workforce wise to do business. We are blessed in so many ways, including the Columbia River, places that really fit for large scale industrial manufacturing. And we do it well. We know we have tough regulations, so we do it well in terms of environmentally. We do it well in terms of taking care of employees. But we have just made it so hard that in spite of all our advantages, people are looking elsewhere. And this falls disproportionately on rural Washingtonians. These are the types of businesses that sustain our economies outside the central Puget Sound. But when we divide rural Washington from urban Washington even further, that's bad for all of Washington,
including labor.
This decision the company made, forced by the actions of our state government, just show the growing divide between the majority Democratic Party and labor. You know, this was a great opportunity for the trades, for labor in terms of high paying manufacturing jobs, and the Democratic majority has just walked away. They like to portray themselves as caring about the middle class, and this is a case where they're just you know, sticking it to the middle class once again.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.